The roll call be dispensed with, and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is our state senate chaplain, the Reverend Kevin McDonough from the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. And after the prayer, remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. President, Senators, good afternoon. Since last we were together, many, many things have happened. Of course, I understand that Pat Flavin is battling with his health, and we lift him up today. I'm very much aware, as I know many of you are because of your constituents, of all those from our National Guard who, since last this body assembled, have returned from their service in Iraq, and those who are serving elsewhere. And on this Lincoln's birthday, I'd like to offer just a thought from President Lincoln, who was born 199 years ago, I believe, today, about those soldiers and their families. Might dedicate our work, your work, that of the whole state, for the session ahead. It is for us, the living, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought have thus far so nobly advanced. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. So be it. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good session. Secretary will take the roll. Mikey. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Larson, Blatz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is executive and official communications. There are a number of appointments on here. There will be no action taken today. There is one letter to be read at the desk.
These next two letters are not on your agenda, but there are copies on your desk. They're dated February 11th, 2008. The Honorable James P. Metzen, President of the Senate. Dear President Metzen, pursuant to Rule 10.6, the rules of the Senate, we hereby make the following changes in committee structure. The committees are listed on the letters, and it's signed Lawrence J. Pogemiller, Senate Majority Leader, David Senjum, Senate Minority Leader.
Okay, these are the additions and subtractions on the committees that were affected by the election of Senator Dahl and the Senator Neville becoming a district judge. So they're on your desk. Are we going into what does he want to go? There's a resolution to be read at the desk.
Senator Pogemiller introduces Senate Resolution Number 125, a Senate resolution honoring Leonid Hurwitz for receiving the 2007 Nobel Prize for Economics.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move adoption.
On the motion to adopt the resolution, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I would move a brief recess to acknowledge the presence of Minnesota's Nobel laureate, Dr.
Leo
Hurwitz.
On the motion for a brief recess, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
Members, we have the honor today of having a Nobel laureate in our presence. Dr. Hurwitz is here with for economics, for those of you who weren't aware. Dr. Hurwitz is here today with his wife, Evelyn. His son, Maxim, and his wife, Fran. Minnesota has had the opportunity to know Dr. Hurwitz for many, many years. He's known as a researcher who originated incentive compatibility and mechanism design, which are used in economics, social science, and political science to achieve desired outcomes. The simple version is that, how does the real world work to get optimal results? Interactions of individuals, institutions, markets, trade are analyzed and understood today using the models Professor Hurwitz developed. He was born in Moscow, Russia, raised in Warsaw, Poland, graduated from the University of Warsaw in 1938, studied at the London School of Economics and at the Graduate Institute of International Studies in Geneva. In 1940, he left Eastern Europe, immigrated to Switzerland, and then Portugal, and later the United States. He continued his education at Harvard and University of Chicago. At the University of Chicago, he met and married his research assistant, which today he probably couldn't have done, under the new ethics, Evelyn Jensen. They raised four children on the Mississippi River Parkway in Minneapolis. He was recruited to the University of Minnesota in 1951 and became professor of economics and mathematics in the School of Business Administration. He became chairman of the Statistics Department in 1961, Regents Professor in 1969, and the Curtis Carlson Regents Professor of Economics in 1989. He taught subjects ranging from theory of welfare economics, public economics, mechanisms, institutions, and mathematical economics. He's an incredible mentor and teacher to several generations of undergraduate and graduate students and colleagues worldwide. I had the honor of studying under Dr. Hurwitz many, many years ago when I was a student at the university. He was absolutely the best professor I ever had, a world-class intellect who cared about individual students and met with them one-on-one to tell them how they could improve their work. He never said, you made a mistake. He always said, how can you improve your work? He retired in 1988 from full-time teaching, received honorary doctorates from six different universities around the world. In October 07, he shared the Nobel Prize in Economics with two others. Most people think he should have won the Nobel Prize in about 70 or 71. He finally got his Nobel Prize, and there's no one more deserving. The award was made at the University of Minnesota in a simulcast with the awards in Sweden. Dr. Hurwitz was not able to attend. He is perhaps one of those treasures of Minnesota and our university. He had many offers to leave our university, and he stayed, and we applaud him for that.
This is a moment of great honor, as you imagine, and I appreciate it, and I am experienced enough to know that it's not just for me. It is for my colleagues in the economics departments, and also something that shows the appreciation of the people of Minnesota for the role of science, and these sciences in particular. I will cut my remarks short at this point, just saying hello and thank you very much. I might only note that I didn't see any votes in opposition. I appreciate that too. Thank you.
I'd move that we...
Senate will come to order.
Come to order.
Senate will come to order. Our remaining under motions, there are a number of authors' motions without objection. We will adopt them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There's a couple of... calling a couple of senators. Senate file 624, Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file 624 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. This is a bill that last year had us be sent to the Finance Committee because of some fiscal issues. Those were actually passed last year in the budget bills, so we just need to send the policy bills back to the Judiciary Committee where we'll remove the fiscal issues.
Okay. Questions on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Larson. Senate file 1527. Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file 1527 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight. That's
Senator,
the presidential primary bill, Mr. President, that is being referred for more discussion with the chair's permission of both. Thank you.
Questions on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. There are four resolutions. They will be read at the desk. Oh, they're not on the agenda. I will read resolution number 122.
And there'll be a couple roll calls, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's a good. There will be. There's a couple of resolutions that deal with dollars or money, and which require a vote of the senators. So stay in your seats and get these two roll call votes out of the way.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 122, a Senate resolution relating to expense of interns and law clerks.
Senator
President, I move Pogemiller. Adoption. Members, this is the
they don't know what
boilerplate on interns and law clerks, and it will take a roll call. 122, right?
Resolution 122, any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll on resolution, Senate Resolution 122. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 56 ayes and 3 nays, the resolution is adopted. The next resolution under discussion will be Senate Resolution Number 123 relating to postage. Senator Pogemiller.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 123, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, this is the boilerplate stamp allowance. And members should be sure that their staff notices a memo that's going to come out from Senate office. The stamp postage is going up in May by a penny. And so you will want to not get all of your allowance right now because you're going to have to change stamps in May. There'll be a memo coming out to advise people how to handle that. I'd move adoption.
On the motion to adopt the resolution, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, roll call vote. The roll will be taken. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution is adopted. The next resolution under discussion will be Senate Resolution Number 124.
Senators Pogomiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 124, a Senate resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate in going to and returning from the Capitol.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogomiller.
Mr. President, this is a mileage for two members, obviously Senator Dahl, and then Senator Wieger would like that to read 20 rather than 22. So can we just write in 20, or do I need to move to amend it to 20?
Okay, on the resolution, all those, any discussion? Did you ask a question?
Do we need a motion to change it to 20 for Senator Wieger, or can we just make it 20?
We need a motion, don't we? Huh? Huh? Yeah, now we've got to change.
The Rules Committee probably approved it. So I would move, Mr. President, that on line 1.11, yeah, 22 be deleted and 20 be inserted.
All right. Is the body clear on that? We're just amending it to go from 22 to 20. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Any further discussion on the resolution as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. There's a concurrent resolution to be read at the desk.
Senators Pogomiller and Senjum introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, the concurrent resolution adopting deadlines for the 2008 regular session.
So, President,
on your desk.
Members, this is a concurrent resolution on deadlines for committee action. And these are deadlines that have been approved, that the House is going to adopt also. And the deadlines would be Friday, March 14th for the first committee deadline on policy, Wednesday, March 19th for the second deadline on policy, and Friday, March 28th for the finance bills. I would move adoption.
Okay, this is a motion, a concurrent motion on the deadlines. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Are we in? Okay, the next order of business will be...
I've only got four of these, Faye. Somebody said there's five.
The bill introductions are on today's agenda. There's one to be read.
Senators Murphy, Dibble, Carlson, Saltzman, and Bonoff introduce Senate File 2521, a bill for an act relating to transportation finance, appropriating money for transportation activities, etc.
This may refer to the Committee on Committee on Finance. Okay, this is a committee on finance. The next, this is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are on your desk. There are four changes. On page 2391, the bill will be referred to the Agriculture Committee. On page 4, Senate File 2392, to the Education Committee. Page 5, 2405, to the Ag Committee. And Senate File 2419 to the Agriculture Committee. Apparently there's five. Senate File 2422. To what committee does that go to? To the Education Committee. I don't know. And on page 13, Senate File 2493 will be sent to the Finance Committee.
Is that it?
First reading of Senate bills.
There are messages from the House.
Messages, we refer to messages from the House.
Mr. President, pursuant to Joint Rule 3.02A, the Conference Committee on House File 2285 was discharged after adjournment on May 21, 2007, and the bill was laid on the table. House File 2285, a bill for an act relating to constitutional amendments, proposing an amendment to the Minnesota Constitution, Article 11, increasing the sales tax rate by 0.375% and dedicating the receipts for natural resources and cultural heritage purposes, etc. House File 2285 has been taken from the table and new conferees have been appointed. Representatives Sertich, Wagenius, Hansen, Moe, and Osment have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 2285 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move a brief recess for the purposes of appointing a conference committee.
On the motion for a brief recess, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate.
We need to, before that motion, we need to exceed the request of the House.
Okay, apparently. Before that, Secretary has. Did I make the Senator Pogemiller.
Are we back indoor? Okay,
yeah.
Mr. President, I move the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 2285. That a conference committee of five members be appointed by the subcommittee on committees on the part of the Senate to act on a with a light conference committee appointed on part of the House. Members, this is the legacy bill conference committee that was finished last session, but the House ran out of time to take it up. So all we're doing is reappointing the conference committee. The intent is to sign the same conference committee report and then take the bill up this Thursday.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Now the motion.
Now, Mr. President, I move a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conference committee.
Okay. On the motion for a brief recess, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate's in brief recess. Ask.
Senator Pogemiller's from. Senator Pogemiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File 2285. Senators Pogemiller, Fredrickson, Cohen, Anderson, and Chaudhry. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Motion is adopted.
Are we into
Senator Pogemiller, are we into announcements of Senate
announcements?
Interest? Announcements of Senate interest.
Members, members, we're going to
listen up. I think this is going to be our.
Do you have some absentees, Mr. President?
Yes, I do. Do you want them at this time? Without objection, Senator Anderson, Erickson Ropes will be excused from today's session. Dill. Senator Dill from Senator Dill from 12:30 on. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, under announcements, I wanted to point out several items. First, on your desk is a copy of Minnesota History. You will note in here on page 313 or 312, an article written by Stephen Dornfeld on the Minnesota Miracle of the 1971 session. And I encourage members to read that. It talks about how strong bipartisan action can do things that are in the best interest of the state long term. You'll remember that there was divided government that year. And when I saw the article, I thought it was something that members might be interested in. In addition, the Rules Committee wants to note that Senator Senjum and I have, under Rule 10.6, deleted Senator Neville from some committees and added Senator Dahl to committees. There's a note on your desk to that effect. In addition, there's been a decision to add members to the Senate Finance Committee, and that is also on your desk. So under those are just for your informational purposes, so you know what changes have been made. Mr. President, then I would stand for any announcements. Thursday, members, tomorrow's the State of the State. I believe about 30 members of the Senate are going. There will be committee meetings morning and afternoon, so you need to make your best judgment there. And then on Thursday, we will come in at 11, debate the conference committee report on the legacy bill, then recess until the House has processed that bill. And hopefully that'll be mid-afternoon sometime. So we hope to have people home for Valentine's with their families. And please join us in the retiring room with our Nobel laureate for cookies and coffee.
Without objection, Senator Roebling and Pappas will be excused from today's session from 12:15 to 12:25. Senator Michelle from 12:15 to 12:20. And I've been asked at the desk to remind members, when you sign the bills, they want to be able to read your names, and you just need your last name only, unless there's another Larson or something. But so sign the names where we can read them, and not your first name. Senator Rest, did you have an announcement?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I do. Tomorrow, I have sent around an email, but tomorrow at the State of the State address, the decorations and the celebration is going to begin for us for the sesquicentennial. And the commission members will be there, the non-legislative ones, and hopefully all of the legislator ones. But also, we will have the first sesquicentennial banner that went around the state to many, many libraries, accompanied by a journal that hundreds, thousands probably of Minnesotans by now have signed. And the commission is requesting that legislators sign the sign this banner as part of our historical archive. For those of you that are unable to attend tomorrow, I will have it available also later on in the retiring room sometime in the next couple of weeks for you to participate in that as well. But I hope you'll look for the banner and greet the Sesquicentennial Commission members and put your signature on it. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Higgins.
Mr. President, the Public Safety Budget Division will meet tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in room 112. We'll be processing bonding requests.
Further announcements? Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I'd move that the Senate do now adjourn till Thursday, February 14th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.